Now, earlier we spoke with Andrew Griskowiak, who is the superintendent over there at Sais Schools. Now we have Carrie Tatum, the principal of the high school, and welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well.
Good, good. Now, one of the things Andy didn't speak about really is maybe some of the things that are going on with the sports programming this summer. And I know that, you know, we're kind of theming this like, what is there for the kids to do? And of course, well, the parents too will have to get involved in this as well. So there's a lot going on as far as sports, isn't there?
Yeah. So we have open gyms for volleyball, basketball. We have some camps coming up for football, cross country, basketball, I believe. Then we will start. We have Dune Camp for cross country. I know that a bunch of the kids are going to Steens cross country running camp in the Steens Mountains in July. I think that they're trying to put together a summer program for basketball. So there's quite a few options out there as far as athletics.
And these things, so the dates are kind of open right now, and those will be filled in on the website as we go through time?
Yeah, a lot of them are starting to fill up, but since there's quite a bit of them, they'll be on the website, they'll be on our Facebook page, so kids will have access to those.
Now, I guess these are probably good for all students who are involved in sports, but maybe incoming students that are just starting their freshman year.
Yeah, so I think that most of them are open to our incoming, through our incoming 12th graders, our seniors. But some of the camps are available for younger grades as well.
What about academically? Is there anything academically that is available? I mean, Andy talked about summer school, so we know that's coming up, summer program. Any advice or tips you can give teens to kind of stay sharp?
I mean, I think it's always important to read. I read a lot during the summer. You know, if you go camping, it's always nice to bring a book. A day at the beach, read a book. But as far as the summer, I think a lot of it is just, you know, taking a little bit of time for yourself and rejuvenating so that you come in the next year strong.
You do have to also have that entertainment aspect. I mean,
yeah.
I think I remember, it's been a long time, but I remember being a kid thinking, you know, I just want to get away from books for a while and do fun stuff, or maybe just, you know, go sit and explore the desert, you know, when I was growing up. So,
well, we want our kids to be safe too. We want them all to come back next year.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And that's, that can be, you know, an issue, especially some of the active kids who like to do some, you know, adventurous stuff over the summertime.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I know that a lot of kids, you know, they'll go play in the water and they'll play on their quads and their motorcycles, but we just really hope that they're safe and that they all make really good choices.
How has the school year been this year? I mean, we'll talk about that. It seems like it was pretty quiet.
It's been a really good school year. You know, kids are doing what they're supposed to do. Our graduation rate, it should be above the state average and state and national average, so I'm really excited about that. We've been making some really good gains with decreasing our failure rate, which is really positive. Our alt school program is doing really well. We've got quite a few kids through our GED program that's going over there. So even if they're not necessarily graduating, there's another option and they're earning their GED. So I'm really proud of that. For next year, we're adding a couple programs. We're adding a business CTE cohort as well as construction. We also have, we're expanding our alternative school options by adding a teacher there. So I'm really excited about some of those changes.
Do you feel like Sayusaw is sort of adjusting to the idea that certain kids learn differently?
I think
some of the alt programs.
I think we're definitely doing that. And, you know, we have four options now for kids. So we have, you know, the general ed. So that's kind of the traditional high school that everybody's used to. But then we also have this on-campus version, which is pretty neat. Kids are kind of in a smaller cohort. The class size caps at 18. And they travel together from class to class. So they'll go from math to social studies to English to science, and then they can get their electives in. So that's an on-campus cohort. That has really increased the outcomes for some of the kids that struggle. Then if those two options aren't working, we also have a traditional alt school, which is more computer-based over on the Kingwood campus. That one is right now currently noon to 3 each day. And we're expanding that for next year, so it'll be 9 to 3. And so there'll be a little bit more options there. And then we also have GED that happens out of the Kingwood campus, as well as some of the night school options. So, you know, some of the kids in our community are the breadwinners for their family. You know, some of them have families of their own or are trying to take care of parents. Unfortunately, we have a lot of homeless as well. And so a traditional 8 to 8 to 3 school day doesn't work for them. And so just we're always looking at what kind of supports can we put in place? What kind of options? How can we get this kid some sort of positive outcome? You know, graduation is always what we're aiming for, but sometimes GED is the best choice for a kid. And so if that's the choice, then we're going to make that happen for them too.
How many years have you been teaching?
I taught for 10 years. I was an assistant principal here at CYUSLAW for 1 year, and this is my 4th year as principal.
Okay, so about 15 years mm-hmm. you've been in education. So yes. You've pretty much been in education since the computer was kind of one of the main ingredients for schooling.
Yeah.
How have you heard from other teachers versus, you know, maybe before computers were introduced? Is it easier for kids now? Is it do they learn quicker? Do they learn better?
Well, I think that they definitely learn quicker, and I think that they are learning way quicker than us as teachers and educators are. And so our challenge is constantly trying to improve our craft so that we can reach them because they are way above us technologically. And so, you know, we're competing against the cell phone, which I actually left mine in my car. Otherwise, I'd be checking it,
right.
You know, because you know what it's like. So we're, you know, we're competing against that. And they have this instant gratification. If they type in something into Google, they can find the answer right away. And so it's really a struggle to get them to use books and whatnot now. And so, again, our challenge is trying to make that tool that they have in their hand work for them. You know, one of the other things that they talk about as far as education is collaboration. And you know, I mean, even this right now, your job right now is collaborating with someone else so that you can do your job. And so we need to teach those kids how to communicate and how to have those kind of skills as well.
Well, I heard when you said that you have the one group that goes around together from mm-hmm. class to class. And I remember in school, you know, the majority of my classes were with the same students.
Mm-hmm.
And we sort of had that bond when we were discussing stuff and talking stuff, and we could respect each other better because we knew each other better. And I'm wondering if that's, you know, that's probably a pretty good format for some kids.
Yeah, definitely for some kids. Some kids like to branch out, but I think for that group that feels a little ostracized from the greater community anyways, for them to kind of find their own smaller community within the greater school, I think that works for them. They kind of know each other's strengths and weaknesses. And, you know, sometimes that's a good thing. Some days that's a bad thing. But they seem to be a lot more caring of each other and accepting of each other. And so it does seem to be working well for them.
I remember you mentioned about the instant gratification aspect, and I won't say any names because I don't want to point anybody out. That would be wrong. But I was at a friend's house, and their son was doing his homework, and he was asking a lot of questions, which is good. And then when he was directed to find the answer for himself, he said, "Alexa, what is the answer?" And I guess you know having the information is having the information. Is that seems weird though?
Yeah,
you know that you can actually just ask something like that and find out an answer.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely different. You know, even when I was going through some of my schooling, it was kind of frustrating because, like, you had to know this stuff for a test. But in the real world, you know, as an engineer, because that's actually what I went to school to be, in the real world as an engineer, you know, you're constantly collaborating with others. And if you don't know that the answer to something, you know, you're reaching out to other people. But in schooling, you really have to have it in your own head. And so, yeah, it's a challenge. You know, you want them to have that information, but you also want them to be able to go and find the information. Sometimes that's in a book. Sometimes it's on a website. Sometimes it's with a peer or a colleague.
Right. Education, and tell me if I'm wrong, education is not as much about the knowledge, but about the preparing for the life that you're going to have.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I remember as a math teacher how many times I got, well, when am I ever going to use this in life? And what I would always talk to them, especially, you know, geometry, looking back, you know, there's a lot of things and a lot of times that I do use geometry when I'm gardening or when I'm painting a room or, you know, some of those kind of things. But a lot of the skills in geometry are more about problem solving and communication and really being able to look at a problem and figuring out a way to solve it. And so I think that goes across all of our subjects, you know. History class, you know, you don't necessarily need to know the certain battles, but what you need to know are the ramifications and some of the things that led into that repeat themselves over and over again. And, you know, the same thing with science. You don't necessarily have to know the chemical makeup of coffee, but that might play in, you know, at some other point in your life. And so being able to learn and communicate and collaborate with others and think outside of the box and problem solve. I mean, I think those are the skills that are the most important thing that we teach.
Well, and there's so much that we don't know about the brain. And I look at the brain as a bunch of roadways.
Yeah.
And for example, 101, there's a bunch of people driving up and down 101 right now. They use 101 every day.
Yeah.
But some might turn to go to Mapleton. Some might go to the beach. Some might go down to Reedsport. Those pathways are there. They're created. We don't know all the uses that one pathway in the brain creates. So learning math could actually be a tool to help us do English.
Exactly.
We don't know because we don't really get into how the brain works always. So so that's kind of a cool thing, getting these kids to understand, hey, you're building the pathways in your brain so that you can pull up information on anything as you go.
Yeah. Well, and again, just kind of that thirst for knowledge too. I mean, it's the same thing that I was talking about earlier with the books, you know, just reading books and learning some new things. I'm reading this really great book that was actually suggested to me by Max Perry, one of our English teachers. It's called Natural Born Heroes. And so it's about a group of kind of misfits that went in and helped in Greece in World War II. But it really talks about so many different things. It talks about some of the Greek myths and how your body uses fuel and running and just all of these different things that kind of tie into it. And it's fascinating. And so, you know, you talked about things for kids to do. Learn, you know, read books, explore. I mean, there's so many great things to see and do in Florence. One of the things that kids always talk about is there's nothing to do. But I mean, you could spend probably a month going on different trails and hikes and stuff around
people
here.
People come here from all over the place to come here to do
stuff. Yeah,
it's like all there's nothing to do here.
I used to live in the valley, and so there was two places that we went. We either went to Central Oregon or we came to the beach. And now that I live on the beach, it's like there's so many things to do.
Right, yeah. Right. That's pretty cool. So anyway, so there's a lot going on this summer. You know, kids just need to get out there and look around. And I was thinking, you know, some kids will pick up a book every day of the week and read it, and some kids won't. And it's just, you know, it's different things for different folks, but there's other ways for kids to learn. So if you're not a book reader, I mean, you can still read books, but still there's other things you can do to help your brain.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, and I know that the library has some things going on. I think some of the different youth groups have things going on for kids over the summer. The bowling alley, I know, is always trying to get some of our high school kids and probably middle school kids in there. So there's definitely things for kids to do in this town.
All right. Well, good summer up ahead. And like you said, everybody stay safe.
Right? Yeah, exactly. That's the most important. I want to see them all in September.
Carrie, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And we'll move away from our theme for a little bit here. And we'll talk with Chris Chandler from Central Lincoln PUD about the new movie Revenge of the Electric Car. It's coming up at City Lights Cinemas. We'll find out the details from her right after this.